June 24th through 30th. Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, John chapters 20 through 21. He is risen. Prayerfully read Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John 20 through 21, reflecting on the joy you have because of the resurrection of Christ. Ponder how you might share your testimony of this event with others. To many observers, the death of Jesus of Nazareth may have seemed like an ironic end to a remarkable life. Wasn't this the man who raised Lazarus from the dead? Hadn't he withstood the murderous threats from the Pharisees time after time? He had demonstrated power to heal blindness, leprosy, and palsy. The very winds and the seas obeyed him. And yet here he was, hanging from a cross, declaring, "It is finished." See John 19:30. There may have been some sincere surprise in the mocking words, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." See Matthew 27:42. But we know that Jesus' death was not the end of the story. We know that the silence of the tomb was temporary, and that Christ's saving work was just beginning. He is found today not among the dead, but among the living. See Luke 24:5. His teachings would not be silenced, for his loyal disciples would preach the gospel in all nations, trusting his promise that he would be with them always, even unto the end of the world. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, John 20. Because Jesus was resurrected, I too will be resurrected. In these passages, you will read about one of the most important events in the history of humankind, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As you read, put yourself in the place of the people who witnessed the events surrounding the resurrection. How might these witnesses have felt? How do you feel as you read about the Savior's resurrection? Consider how it has affected you, your outlook on life, your relationships with others, your faith in Christ, and your faith in other gospel truths. See also Bible Dictionary Resurrection, Resurrection, Gospel Topics, topics.lds.org. Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. We can invite the Savior to abide with us. The experience of the two traveling disciples who met the resurrected Savior can have parallels to your path of discipleship. What connections do you see between this account and your experiences as a follower of Christ? How can you walk with him today and invite him to tarry a little longer? See Luke 24:29. How do you recognize his presence in your life? In what ways has the Holy Ghost testified of the divinity of Jesus Christ to you? Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43. John chapter 20. Does Jesus Christ have a body? Through the accounts of the risen Lord appearing to Mary Magdalene and his later interactions with his disciples, we learn that Jesus' resurrection was literal and physical. With his resurrected, glorified body, he walked, talked, and ate with his followers. Other scriptures also testify that Jesus Christ has a body of flesh and bones. See Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 2 through 3, section 130, verses 1 and 22. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. It can be difficult to believe that something is true without seeing physical proof. You may at times feel like Thomas, who said, "Except I shall see, I will not believe." See John chapter 20, verse 25. In response, the Savior said to Thomas, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." See John chapter 20, verse 29. How have you been blessed for believing in spiritual things you could not see? What helps you have faith in the Savior even when you cannot see him? What other truths do you believe even without physical evidence? How can you continue to strengthen your faith in things which are not seen, which are true? See Alma chapter 32, verse 21. See also Ether 12:6. Consider recording in a journal experiences that have helped you believe in Jesus Christ, or share them with someone you know. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. The Savior invites me to feed his sheep. It might be interesting to compare the Savior's interaction with his apostles in John chapter 21 to the first time he commanded them to let down their fishing nets, recorded in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. What similarities and differences do you find? What insights about discipleship do you find? Consider how the Savior's words to Peter in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17 might apply to you. Is there anything holding you back from ministering to the Lord's sheep? What would your response be if the Lord asked you, "Lovest thou me?" Ponder how you can show your love for the Lord. See also Jeffrey R. Holland, The First Great Commandment, in the Ensigner Liahona, November 2012. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you finish reading the Gospels with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Why are the words, "He is not here, for he is risen," some of the most hopeful and important words ever spoken? Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, John chapters 20 through 21. As your family reads these chapters, pay attention to the people who interacted with Jesus in each account. For example, at one point, you might focus on the people who visited the Savior's tomb. At another point, you might carefully study the actions of the apostles or the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 20, Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. As a family, discuss the work Christ was asking his apostles to do. How can we help accomplish this work? Can you share a time when you felt the Lord working with you to help you accomplish his purposes? See Mark chapter 16, verse 20. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Consider reading these verses while eating together. This could add some meaning to the Savior's words, "Feed my sheep." Based on what Jesus taught about sheep in the New Testament, see, for example, Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 36, chapter 10, verses 5 through 6, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7, John chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Why is feeding sheep a good metaphor for nourishing and caring for God's children? What does the metaphor teach about how Heavenly Father and Jesus feel about us? Improving personal study. Use music to invite the Spirit and learn doctrine. Listening to or singing hymns such as "He is Risen" or "Christ the Lord is Risen Today," hymns number 199 and 200, can invite the Spirit and help you learn about the Savior's resurrection.